Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is December the 13th. My name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're spending time in God's Word. Kids from all around the world are coming together here to listen to these amazing passages from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 12 through chapter 5, verse 9. And then we finish our reading in Psalm 130, verses 1 through 2. Well, Jesus is God, but at the same time, he came to earth as a person. Why do you think it's important for Jesus to experience what it's like to be a human? Let's read and find out from Hebrews chapter 4. We're reading through the New Living Translation. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God. He presents their gifts to God and offers sacrifices for their sins. And he is able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward people because he himself is subject to the same weaknesses. That is why he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as theirs. And no one can become a high priest simply because he wants such an honor. He must be called by God for this work, just as Aaron was. That is why Christ did not honor himself by assuming he could become high priest. No, he was chosen by God, who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And in another passage, God said to him, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. In this way, God qualified him as a perfect high priest, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Wow. Since Jesus lived on earth for more than 30 years as a real person, he understands what it's like to be tempted. All people are tempted to do things that they shouldn't do. But Jesus is the only person who never gave in to temptation. Since he knows how to beat temptation, he can help us beat it too. When you feel tempted to do something you shouldn't do, ask Jesus to help you. This is what Psalm 130 verses 1 and 2 say. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I called for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer. When we call on him, he will answer. Well, hey, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's remember that his joy is our strength. And let's remember this too, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.